Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mary Cantando's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this year we'll celebrate her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of 9 live stories of women business owners landing on their feet, also the Women's Advantage, and on she's an outstanding consultant to small businesses, especially women small business owners. She does a lot for helping women small business owners find their way in the marketplace. But more importantly, she's our good friend, Mary. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm excited to hear it's been 10 years we've been chatting together.
That's great. Later this year, we'll celebrate our 10th anniversary together. And you know what the 10th anniversary is, the present is, right? You know what that is?
You can tell me.
It's an email.
Oh, is that it? Email anniversary.
Yeah. Not gold or silver. It's an email. Yeah, so that's what you get. You'll have that to look forward to. So, okay, man, what's going on? What are you talking to your small business owners when you talk to them about today?
Well, you know, Jim, I love your theme of CEO, becoming the CEO of your company. And really, even if you're just a one-person, two-person company, there's no reason why you shouldn't think of yourself as a CEO, because that's your ultimate goal is to build your business, and that's the way to do it, to step out of the trenches more and more, to think about it at a high level. That's the way you build your business. So, with that in mind, I thought we would chat a little bit today about the Pareto Principle, or your listeners may know it as the 80-20 rule, that explains how 80% of all the effects in business or in life come from 20% of the causes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know
was an Italian that lived in the last part of the 19th century, early part of the 20th century, engineer, philosopher, and he came up with this principle, it's really true. The place that this shows up the most often for small business owners is if they really think about it, they'll realize that 9 times out of 10, 80% of your business, 80% of your profits, 80% of whatever you want to look at from a standpoint of being in the marketplace comes from 20% of your customers.
That is exactly right. So then, of course, the big question is, how can you better control that 20% that is going to result in 80% of your results? How can you focus on that better? How can you really, really drive down in that 20% so that you have that huge return on the other end?
And what happened, and how much exposure do you have if that's the case? Because sometimes, Mary, the 80-20 Pareto principle becomes 90-10.
You know, that's true, Jim. I say to people all the time, I do know a lot of people who have like one big customer that's 92% of their business. And what I say to them is, you don't have a business. You have a customer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's a real issue. But that's very common in small businesses. But the 80-20 rule can, I guess the point we're trying to make here is the 80-20 rule can be thought of in a productive and a beneficial way, but it can also be a threat.
Yeah. But so really, one of the ways that you can benefit from understanding the 80-20 rule is if you look at your customers, and if you really do, you may realize that 20% of your customers result in 80% of your revenue. So if that's the case, then you want to really ask yourself, okay, how can you take better care of those customers? Not just to retain that revenue that you have from them. But then how can you grow that huge part of your business? Because if you focus on that 20%, it's much easier and more productive than going out kind of shotgun style and trying to right. find all these little bits and pieces of business. To really focus on those 20% of your customers that drive 80% of your revenue. Just taking care
and there's
of
so much you can learn that. from those people. I don't know how many times, Mary, when I was a consultant, before I had this gig, how many times I helped small business owners discover that they had 20% of their customers doing 80% of their business. They didn't even realize that certain customers had grown with them so much that they'd become that important. They really had missed that development, and it shocked them and scared them because they realized they weren't really taking care of that customer as much as they should have.
And here's another piece to that puzzle, Jim, is to analyze, especially if you've been working with the client for a while, to analyze, are you even making any money with that particular customer?
That's a good point. Yeah, revenue and profit are two different things, aren't they?
I have worked with customers who have had, my clients who have had big customers, and we sit down and do an analysis customer by customer by customer, and they find out, yep. oh, my God, I'm losing 3% on every deal I
right.
do with that customer, or I'm just breaking even, or I'm just making 3%, and is that even worth your effort to be doing business with them? So that's a whole other story.
Right. Well, it probably is helping you make payroll on Friday because the cash is coming in if they are paying you, but long-term, it's not helping you capitalize your business so that you can be sustainable.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and, you know, beyond customers, another way to look at this Pareto principle is if you think about your processes, the processes you
and
have.
Mary, hold on to that thought because I do want to talk about that in the next segment. But before we leave customers, one of the things I want to point out is the other thing that analyzing your customer base from a Pareto principle standpoint, from an 80-20 standpoint, is identify what you're doing, what's happening, what's causing those 20% of the customers to give you 80% of the business, and then go see how you can replicate that with somebody else. And that way you can create your own principle, the 50-50 principle, or something like that.
I love it, and I got to agree with it, Jim.
Hold on, Mary, hold on to that thought. Before we go, give us your website, please.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Let's call it the Blasting Game principle or the Contando principle. What do you think? I like the Contando principle because that's kind of
Italian. I'll go for that.
That's a little Italian, like Pareto, right? Hey, Mary, thanks. Hold on, we're going to take a quick break, folks. I'm Jim Blasting Game. We're right back with Mary Contando.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasting Game. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network Inc. intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.